Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. It's that time of year when, besides Christmas shopping, you might be reviewing your investment accounts, which might lead to some thoughts about estate planning. And our next guest says that would be a good idea. Chris Cabry is a certified financial planner with Wells Fargo. He joins us by phone now from his office in Greenwood, South Carolina. Chris, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
So tell me what you have in mind to talk about today regarding year-end estate planning.
Well, I think the things that we like to talk about are the investment types that we might be passing to heirs. In particular, IRAs and Roth IRAs are very common. And we usually start there, and we talk about when that heir must take those investments or that income over the next 10 years in a traditional IRA, and it actually gets to accumulate tax-free for 10 additional years inside of the Roth IRA. So those are big differences between the two and need to be explored.
So in other words, you're suggesting that it might be a good idea to take a look at those IRA, those Roth IRA accounts, and make sure that your beneficiaries are the right ones and that they know about these distribution options.
That's correct. And you usually want to leave those tax-free to maybe children that are in higher income brackets and then use the traditional for lower income bracket heirs is one way that we discuss that.
All right. What's next?
Well, the other thing we talk about are annuities, and these are non-qualified annuities. And they're great accumulation vehicles, but they're probably not the best to leave to an heir. And the reason being is they show up and have a distribution schedule of 5 years as ordinary income. So that's half the life, if you will, of the IRA. So it makes it a little harder to take that income over 5 years as opposed to 10.
Okay, and so if you have an annuity, what would your recommendation be then as far as removing it from your estate if that's the best thing to do?
Well, it could be a conversation to be had around, should I start taking some of this income in my current tax year or the next following tax years as opposed to leaving it all to the heirs? So you might be able to stretch it out 5 years of the owner's life and then 5 years of the heir's life. And that's one way to kind of split that. But doing nothing sometime is not the best answer there, Mike.
All right. Now, how about assets that do not have a tax advantage?
We can talk about stocks, mutual funds, real estate. The beauty about those particular non-qualified assets are that they get a step up in basis at the date of death. So if mother and dad had Coca-Cola for 25 years and they bought $10,000 worth, and now they're passing it to the child, and it's worth $50,000. Those heirs don't have any real tax involved in that particular stock or mutual fund. It's very advantageous for the heirs. It's a similar type of thing. We talk to about businesses. What's the value when mom and dad started that business? What's the value when they might want to pass it to their child? Their step up in basis there, or if it's a closely held family business, you might even get a discount that would be helpful from time to time. So those are the types of things we talk about with regards to estate planning and the different types of investments for clients that are beneficial to take a look at.
And so it's a good idea then to hold on to these assets that have a low cost basis to the estate or the person, you know, in the estate and let that new higher cost basis roll up after death.
Absolutely, Mike. It is a very lucrative tax law that we can use. And a lot of people do hold on to a particular stock just so they don't have to pay the gain. And if it's substantial, it can make a lot of sense.
Well, Chris, as always, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you, Mike.
Chris Cabry is a certified financial planner with Wells Fargo. He joined us by phone from his office in Greenwood, South Carolina. Remember, you can hear this show again at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org. And you can hear it again wherever you find podcasts. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.